Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Ever, ever, ever. Folks, a very warm welcome to our show today. What a great topic. Be young at any age. Can you imagine that? I know people ask me all the time, how old are you? And I say, age is just a number, and mine is unlisted. So, folks, today, we all know that time does not stand still, so we grow older with each passing day. Yet some people seem to stop aging and even turn back the hands of time. Join our health guru, Beverly Nadler, in today's fascinating show as she reveals the secrets of being young, regardless of your age. In addition, she shares amazing true stories of people in their 80s, 90s, and beyond who enjoy active, healthy, and fulfilling lives. And who better to do this show than Beverly Nadler, someone who walks the talk. She runs around, gets around, moves around like she's a teenager. I'm always impressed with the agility of her body and the awesome awareness and knowledge in her mind. Talk about having it all. My friend, your friend, health guru, Beverly Nadler, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. My favorite day of the week when I'm on this show and I get to share some of the extraordinary, exciting things. We're living in an age where there is so much that's being discovered about how we can stay young, how we can live more fulfilling lives, and it's absolutely a delight to be able to share that with your audience. I really love doing the research for these, and what inspired me for this show is I was watching something, a PBS show called The Amazing Human, and it began with this yearly event. They were showing these people on a special a cruiser or some kind of a vessel that they all jumped off, 2,000 people, and it's called Escape from Alcatraz. Now, they didn't escape from Alcatraz, but they did a mile-and-a-half swim across the San Francisco Bay, an 18-mile bike ride, and an 8-mile hike, all these 2,000 people. And the person that they were focused on was a man who is 87 years old.
I would say he's 87 years young. God bless him.
You're not kidding. And they were talking about him, and he was talking, and he was saying that he intends to continue this for the rest of his life, which he hopes will be quite long. But he said he saw no reason as he aged to slow down, that he's been doing this particular event for years. He loves it. And I tell you, it is, I mean, think of that, a mile and a half swim, 18-mile bike ride, and an 8-mile hike. And there is no pausing between them, by the way. The moment they get on to land after they swim, they're on that bike. So what is that telling us? I mean, he is not alone. That's what's so exciting. And because I saw this show, I went into the research. I have been gathering stuff for years on inspiring people, on inspiring older people. I mean, the people who are inspiring because of what they have accomplished in their lives and because of the way they think. I went back over that and I said, wow, this is a perfect show because we really want to tell people how it is that they can stay young and feel fulfilled and have a good life. None of these people in any of the material that I've been reading have any concerns about leaving the planet. It's just not a thing that they're concerned with. They are living full lives. They're enjoying every day of it. And that's what's, and some of them have some aches and pains, but most of them are in really excellent health. And so I want to present to you some of the things that we can all do that will help us to stay young at any age.
Sounds good to me. I can hardly wait.
Okay, here we go. The most common quality that these people had, and it's how they deal with their mind and their body, but I'm going to talk about the mind first. They have a sense of awe. Now, what do I mean by a sense of awe? You want to go back to your own, if you can, your childhood, or if you're an older person, maybe think about your grandchildren or even your own children. When they were children and they were little and everything excited them and they would touch something and look at something and feel something and they had this excitement, which would be a sense of awe. How exciting, how interesting, how wonderful. And if we bring, that's a childlike quality, and we want to have childlike qualities and do some of the childish things. I know there's I don't know if it's a poem or something. When I was young, I did childish things and then I put them away. Some things we need to put away, but other things we need to bring back into our life. We want to have a sense of awe, which means to find things that stimulate us, excite us, and make us look at the world and say, wow, that's extraordinary. Some people get that in their religious or spiritual experiences. Some people get that when they watch a sunset. Some people do get this when they just go off into the beautiful, let's say, beautiful woods, or they're by the water. But some place that gives you a sense of, wow, how great this is. Or even going out at night and looking at the stars, the constellations, and feeling this energy that comes from these marvelous, beautiful natural sights. Anything that gives you a sense of awe has an amazing, absolutely amazing effect. They actually check the brains of people that have this, and they found that the brains literally are altered. They actually have shown pictures that when the mind is blown, so to speak, and when people experience a sense of wonder, a sense of awe, it does certain things. Literally, it boosts your immunity, it lowers your stress, it fights inflammation, and it makes new connections in your mind, in your brain cells, which is something that as we age, we need to keep doing that. But a sense of awe, that childlike sense, this is wonderful. Look for it, folks, because it is one of the most wonderful ways of preserving your youth.
Very well stated. And I want to say, again, you're an example of that. You're always passionate. When you do the shows, your heart, your soul, when you're writing, your heart and soul is in it. So whatever you do, there's 100% of you vested in it. And I know you a long time, and I know that that's been true way back when. It's as much true today.
Well, thank you for that, Joyce. I appreciate it. And yeah, I like you. Hold on just one second. I think of myself as ageless as often as possible. So along with awe comes curiosity, another childlike response, another childlike quality. And having childlike qualities will keep you young. It sounds very simple. And yet it changes your brain. Looking at different things, being curious, reading, finding out new facts each day, being curious about people. You know, when you meet new people, finding out about them, asking what their life is like, or asking to tell you something interesting that happened to them, or reading books that tell you about different facts that you can say, wow, that's interesting. Curiosity. These are simple things, folks, and they top the list of what people say keep them young. They actually, I will be talking about some of these amazing people that are doing amazing things at very advanced years, not old, advanced years. So it is curiosity, awe, and creativity. Keep doing something that's creative. What did you enjoy as a child? Did you enjoy drawing? Did you enjoy making collages? Did you enjoy painting? How about dancing? You don't have to be a wonderful dancer, just movement. How about singing or playing an instrument or just drumming? I don't mean that you have to go out and buy a set of drums. You can pick up anything, a pot, a pan, and drum on it. All of these things, this rhythm actually affects your brain cells and makes you more youthful. Simple things like that, curiosity or creativity, these are so important to staying young. And of course, we want to say, let's have less stress. But you know what? We don't have control over a lot of the things that happen to us, only over our response to it. So it's the way we respond to stress. And you notice with children, they get stressed, they cry, they scream, you kiss the boo-boo, you give them a toy, you give them something, and it's over for them. And that's a way for us to recognize, yes, stress happens, life has a lot of stress in it, but now what do I do to move on? For us, it may be not kissing the boo-boo or giving us a toy, but it may be taking a deep breath and saying, I can get past this. Yes, I can handle this. I have the ability. And these are simple things. You may be looking for something hugely profound, and that's not what I'm giving you. I'm giving you the simplicity of how to stay young, the things that you can do that anybody could do if they choose to.
And it is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Voltaire says, I choose to be happy because it is good for my health. So staying young is a choice. And sometimes you need mentors, coaches, support systems. But if you have the will, you will find the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of the major characteristics that they found, aside from the curiosity and the awe, was an attitude of gratitude. These people, these older people, are grateful for every day of their lives. They are grateful to wake up each morning and say, wow, another day. They are grateful as they find things that they enjoy and they do them and they meet with their friends. They have an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of optimism. You see, there are so many people, and we know there's tons of them because they're on antidepressants, and there's millions of people, young people, I'm talking about young in years, that are old in their mind, and they're on these drugs, and in many cases the drugs are actually hindering them in other aspects of their lives, and they're not helping them. The fact is, people have the ability, when they make up their mind, you know, Lincoln said, everyone is just as happy as they make up their mind to be. And it is mostly in the power of your mind. So an attitude of gratitude, optimism, looking forward to what's good. I'm very aware, we're all aware of the fact that life has traumas and many things, many difficulties that occur that we have no control over. Everyone goes through them. You know, there's times when we say, yeah, you know, for some people, but their lives are better. I don't know. Not necessarily. One of the things that they found about people who stayed young in their older years was that they were able to adapt to life. They were even able to deal with the things that happen as you grow older. One of the things that happen is a lot of loss. You lose loved ones, you lose friends, you lose them, they just, you know, death of spouses, sometimes even their children. But they were able to have an attitude that said, you know, there's certain things that I can do nothing about, and so I am going to find something else to give me joy. And they actually do them. They'll find hobbies, they'll find new activities. If they've lost a loved one that they depended on for many years, they will move on instead of certainly a certain time of grieving and a sadness, but they get over it. They have this ability to adapt. And again, that is a quality of the mind. It is something that people can decide that they need, and as Joy said before, you may need help with that. Some people, you'll need help to get you over a hump in your life. Take it, but move on from there. Recognize that one of the things we have is the ability for new brain cell connections and for making changes in our brain literally directs our body through our nervous system. So your health, just as you said, Voltaire said, I choose to be happy because it is good for my health. And these people, most of them, are quite healthy. And I'm talking about people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and past 100. We have more centenarians than we've ever had. And that will continue as people learn how to deal with their mind and also how to take care of their body.
And again, you're someone that you really take care of yourself so well. You've had your challenges in health. You healed yourself, and you advise people on doing likewise. So I want to say to you that I find you the epitome of not only taking good care of yourself, but very much committed to other people doing likewise.
Well, you know, thank you for that, Joyce. And what I'm going to say, I also want to say that about you. You've had your challenges, and you come on and do a show that means so much to people. If they not only just listen to it, but every day you have people on here, aside from my shows each week, you have people on here who are giving advice, health advice, advice for motivation, for inspiration, advice on how, with all of these things, by the way, are keys to staying young. All of it, when you're motivated to do something, when you have a passion for something, when you have a commitment to something, all of these are things that keep us young. And again, these are not difficult. It is the only thing that's difficult is the ability, the willingness to change your, let's say, reluctance to change. That's the only thing that's difficult. And you have the ability to do that. But, you know, because of our old subconscious programming, some people are programmed. They've taken on beliefs that are no longer true. You know, beliefs that, well, you know, we're getting old, so we have to have these aches and pains. Or we're getting old and we're going to leave the planet soon, so what's the use of doing anything? So a lot of people like that out there. But the people who listen to this show, hopefully, are not like those people. You are someone who wants to make a difference in your own life. And by example, you will make a difference in other people's lives. And it starts again. Even though I'm going to talk about the physical, because definitely taking care of our physical is important, but you are concerned with your mental and in often spiritual, some of these people, but not most of them that I have records of, in other words, in my research, even mention their spiritual. Few do, most of them do not. Most of them, what they talk about is keeping a positive attitude, being optimistic, and having a sense of purpose. They use the term purpose. They don't mean some grand purpose, you know, to change the world. It may be getting up in the morning and finishing a crossword puzzle. It may be getting up and having a conversation with a best friend. It may be getting up and going outside and enjoying nature, that awe, because nature is awe-inspiring. But they feel a purpose in their lives, not just sitting back and saying, oh, well, you know, I'm old now, can't do much, because that is so untrue in this day and age. There is so much that can inspire us and so many people that are out there to help us if we're not able to do it ourselves. And there's books out there on how to live to 100 and 100 and still counting. These books exist. You can look them up on Amazon and begin reading them and read about some of these people that may be some of the ones I'm going to be talking about.
One thing I want to recommend folks to get inspired, to stay young, to stay positive, is to listen to this show every day. We have famous authors, business leaders, people on the caliber besides our fabulous health guru, Beverly Nadler, the caliber of Dr. Bernie Siegel, world-renowned author of about 20 books, and here in Beverly Nadler's very wise words is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you.
So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one worldwide radio show.
Number one worldwide radio show. And we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And on the upper left of the home page, you will see my picture. And right under that, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our special shows. The good news is if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, know that you can hear any show 24/7, 8 years of shows, all in our archives. Simply arrow down and just click on that which resonates with you. You can download them. You can send me emails out, let other people know about the shows. For example, you might want to know that world-renowned psychic Peter Marks has our show on Monday, this Monday, where you can call in and speak to people in free on-air mini readings. So people like that that are regulars, we have a handful that we invite back every month, Peter being one of them. But if you want to know the day, just join us by becoming that loyal listener who will be apprised of when we are doing things. And we love our loyal listeners. At the same time, you might want to follow me, Coach Joyce, here on Facebook and Twitter. That would be under Joyce Barry, and we have the shows posted in there as well. Again, we really appreciate our loyal listeners, our loyal followers, so do join the thousands that have already done that and become part of our wonderful family. While you're at it, you might want to check out BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R. Beverly, tell them a bit about your website and why that's special.
Mine is an educational website, and it talks about so many of the things that we present in different shows about your mind and how to change it, how to help yourself to reprogram yourself. It talks about the universal laws, how the way things are in the world, the more we understand that, the easier it is for us to say, oh, this is the way life works. Okay, I get it. Also, you can order my books on the website. Vibrational Harmony is, I'm going to say, my major book because that is in hard form. It can be purchased on my site, also on Amazon. And the best part of the book, of course, is that the foreword was written by Joyce Barry.
She plugs the forward more than she plugs the book. Thank you for that. It was my pleasure to do that because I love the book so much.
Yeah, it has a lot of information that if you use it, it will help to keep you young because, for one, new information changes brain cells and also gives you ways of dealing with life. As I said, life is stressful. On there, you'll also find comments from people who have done coaching with me. You'll find out about my coaching. A lot of my poetry is on there, and there are resources for different places where you can find more information on health and healing, plus a whole nutritional section. As I said, it's an educational website, and I highly recommend it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be up there. So thank you, Joyce, for mentioning that. Yes, I do recommend people go there. I want to talk about the importance of the physical, because it's a lot of these people that I'm going to be talking about, they attribute their health to the way that they eat, the food that they eat, the fact that they exercise, in addition to the mind and the fact that they have a sense of purpose, but they are taking supplements and they are eating natural food. And I'll be mentioning them, but first I want to talk to you, I'd say, about stress, the importance of reducing stress. And one of the things, aside from a mental attitude, is we need to be well-nourished. If we're not well-nourished, stress really gets to us. Especially important are the B complex, natural B complex for your nervous system, to help us deal with the stresses of life. So it's important. Another thing is that to the best of your ability, you want organic produce, because the pesticides actually interfere with hormone receptors in the body. And that is a problem, because our hormones are extremely important in, again, keeping us young. We need to have a good supply of hormones and not have something that interferes. So nutrition is a major thing.
And excuse me, Beverly, I just want to expand on that. Beverly is advising about eating organic, and I know, she walks the talk, she does that, and how much healthier that is. At the same time, I want to interject that buying organic products for your body, your skin, your hair, what you'd use to put in the laundry, I have an extraordinary website for that. It's healthyandorganic.net. That's something I highly recommend. Those are the only products I use. I threw out all my products that had chemicals, that were toxins. I threw them out, and I use these products. I love their essential oils. That makes me feel healthy. That makes me feel good. I love them. And as I said, what you use in your laundry, it was explained to me once, when you use the products with chemicals, when you go to sleep and you're sweating, that actually does get into your skin. So their laundry products, everything, what I use for cleansing, facials, all of that, loofahs, they have it all. Definitely check it out, healthyandorganic.net, and feel free to send me an email at coachjoyce@aol.com. I will be happy to talk to you about it, give you recommendations, and guide you along the path. And by the way, if you love it as much as I do and want to refer people, I will even show you how you can turn that into a lucrative home business. Joyce, coachjoyce@aol.com, that website, healthyandorganic.net. Back to you, Beverly.
Thank you, Joyce, because what you're talking about is so important, and it is detoxification. We are living in an age when there are so much chemicals, there are so many toxins, whether it's in our food, in our water, in the cleaning products, skincare products, everything. And the more we avoid them, realize these older people did not grow up with all of that garbage because they didn't have it. Chemicals were, they were chemicals, but certainly not to the degree that we're using now. So thank you for mentioning that. It is a wonderful company, and their products will help you not only not add more garbage, but as what our own body releases toxins, but it has a really difficult time releasing it when we're constantly adding more. So by avoiding that, by using the organic food, as I mentioned, organic supplements, natural supplements, and also these products for your home and for your skin, you are actually giving your body a chance to release some of the old toxins that it's taken in over the years.
And Beverly, I just want to say appreciate your endorsement of that as well. But I'm so passionate about it. Talk about passion, because not only is it healthy, but these products actually make me feel good as well. What I use for massaging, their creams, it's just extraordinary. So do check it out. Okay, moving along.
Something else that's really important to, and it, I call it the body, but in this, it's really the mind, with energy psychology. And what is energy psychology? There are practices and practitioners, and by the way, in my book, Vibrational Harmony, I have a practice that you can use yourself. It is the practice of releasing as much negative emotions as possible. We've all had traumas in our life. We've all taken on negativity, and in a sense, they become stored. Even things that have happened when we were children, they become stored, and we just keep adding to them and adding to them, and most people do not know how to release these things, and you may need to work with someone, but I have had many people contact me after reading my book, Vibrational Harmony, using the techniques in there. One is a breathing technique, another is tapping technique, using these techniques to be able to release a lot of the negative emotions that we take on. We should never attempt to stop our emotions. We can't do that. But once they're on, we suppress them and they get worse. What we want to do is be able to release them so that, because everything is energy. And that's why this is called energy psychology, because we are releasing the energy of negative emotions. There are some things that you literally cannot do on your own. The ones I have in my book, of course, are so that people can do them by themselves. That's another
About energy psychology. Again, it's what you think about, you bring about, and really recognizing how much of an effect on your health and well-being your mind has, what you're focusing on. So you really do want to appreciate the significance of that, the psychology of positive thinking, the psychology of knowing that words matter. Are you hearing positive words from people you surround yourself, or are they negative and critical? So you want to look at your surroundings, your people, and stay on the side of what will make you healthier and happier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go back to nutrition for a moment, because we have a number of different shows, and I want to recommend that you go to the archives and tune into those shows. Look for them. Just put my name, Beverly Nadler, and nutrition, and a whole bunch of shows will come up. And you can listen to those at your leisure, because it's available 24 hours. I talk about nutrition. I talk about supplements. So, and I want to mention water. As we age, we tend not to have the trigger that tells us we're thirsty. That's just something that happens, you know, as we age. The trigger isn't there. And dehydration for people as they age, it is very, very serious. And people don't even realize why they're having a problem. Sometimes it's dizziness, it's confusion, it's tripping and falling. And falling is something you absolutely want to avoid, because your bones tend, well, you want to avoid it no matter how old you are, but especially as you age. So be sure to have enough water, pure water. That is water. You can have, there's machines that you can use for your tap water. There's also bottled water. If you drink bottled water, please recycle the bottles, the plastic. Very important, because we are literally, when I say we, humans, are literally ruining their water supply, the oceans and the lakes, with throwing these things away. Just recycle them. That's an important thing.
Beverly made it a point to mention to you to go to the search bar, put in the topics, they will come up, put in her name, and they will come up. I want to tell you where to go to do that. It's JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. That is our homepage for the show. So that's where you want to go, and that search bar is in the upper right. So we were mentioning different websites and all of that. So to be clear, it's Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and spelled out, friends.com, search bar upper right, and that's where you're going to put the topics and the guests that you want to hear more of, and they will all come up.
Thank you for adding to that. Absolutely important. Thank you. Another thing that's important that will keep you young, think about children. What do they do, little children? They are running around all the time. They're climbing on things. I'm not asking you to run around all the time or climb on things, but exercise, very important for remaining young or youthful at any age. And it doesn't have to be a particular exercise. It should be something you enjoy. But one of the things they found is that walking is just as effective as anything else. So if you enjoy walking, especially if it's walking through the woods, yeah, you know, walking by a beach, these would be wonderful things to do. But exercise is certainly one of the things that is very, very helpful for remaining young, as is yoga, which is a form of exercise which works both body and mind. And there are wonderful alternative, what I call healthcare techniques and practices. Chiropractic is one of the leading ones because it works on your nervous system, and your nervous system is responsible for taking care of your entire body. Every single system is subordinate to your nervous system. That means your immune system, your digestive system, your structural system, your detoxification system. Everything is dependent on how well the nervous system works. And other things that really work, and they are so good, acupuncture, massage, and I'm talking about real massage, you know, where they get into the muscles and release some of the toxins. These are wonderful things that are available to us to make use of. And there are many places where you can do this without paying exorbitant fees. Every community has various information on this, and sometimes they have centers where people are doing this at reasonable fees. And some of the things are covered in Medicare, some of them, and then also, or Medicaid, depending on your state. But find out. These are wonderful things to do for yourself to keep your body healthy and to keep your body better able to deal with stress.
I want to share a bit about the Fountain of Youth. I've always been on that quest. So Sophia Lauren lets us know that there is a Fountain of Youth. It is your mind, your talents, the creativity you bring to your life, and the lives of people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you will truly have defeated age. Rochelle Goodrich says, an inexhaustible imagination is the Fountain of Youth. Debashis Mridja says, enthusiasm can keep the Fountain of Youth flowing. Richard Leader says, one of the reasons people get old, lose their aliveness, is that they get weighed down by all of their stuff. So that's another one, clearing out your mind, body, and spirit, and certainly your environment as well. Mark Twain says, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Helen Mirren, the extraordinary British actress, says, your 40s are good, your 50s are great, your 60s are fabulous, and 70s is effing awesome, Helen Mirren, George Bernard Shaw. You don't stop laughing when you grow old. You grow old when you stop laughing. Francis Lear, I believe the second half of one's life is meant to be better than the first half. The first half is finding out how you do it, and the second half is enjoying it. So here's to all you seniors that are in the second half, where you should have the wherewithal to enjoy it, and what's left is to enjoy it. I want to just share this little poem set to music that I wrote, because I think of it every day to remind myself that I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And I do focus on what it takes to make me happy. It might be a good meal, which I really enjoy. It might be a classic on TV, which I enjoy. And I seek that out every single day. I find the things that I can dwell on that bring a great deal of pleasure to my life. So I invite you all to do likewise. I just want to share this one. Maggie Kahn, K-U-H-N, says, old age is an excellent time for outrage. My goal is to say or do at least one outrageous thing every week. I do like that advice. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Okay, I know we're winding down, so the rest of the show, I want to give you some idea of how many people and what they're doing out there and how old they are. And I have a number of them. We may not get to all of them, but I'm certainly going to let you, so that you in your mind, you can remember that these are people who are, as far as the years go, old. But in spirit and the way they deal with their life, they're very young. So and the first ones that I'm going through, because I have different groups, all attribute their ability to stay young at any age to the way they took care of their bodies with nutrition, with supplements, and in many cases also with exercise. So we have someone here. She's not that old. She's only 78, but she's still dancing professionally. And in 2011, well, she was this, when she's more than 78 now, but she was 78, she was singing and dancing as a regular in the fabulous Palm Springs Follies. Then we have Georgiana Harwood of South Africa at age 100, jumped out of a plane and landed safely. Well, thanks to guts in a parachute. Not satisfied with that adventure, she went swimming with sharks off the coast of her native country. Did you get the age? 100. Okay. Here's a person named Nola. She wanted to go to college. She wasn't able to finish as a youngster, so she went back to get her degree in 2007 at the age of 95. Here's a man at 96, decided it was time to go bungee jumping. And so he jumped from South Africa's Western Cape, a 708-foot jump. Here's a man at 96 who is still skiing and yodeling 96 years old. Now, he said, if there's snow on the ground, I'm on the slopes. And what he also said, if you don't work out, your body will slowly deteriorate. And by the way, he also has a black belt. And as a young man, he opened and still runs a multi-million dollar global business. 96 years old. And here's a man who visited the North Pole. Well, he was young at the time. He was only 63, but he went to the North Pole. Another one who was older is a woman. She was 89, visiting the North Pole. And here we have a personal trainer. Personal trainer, 78 years old, the world's oldest female bodybuilder, who is training people half her age. And there is a doctor in Denmark still practicing, or at least she was practicing until her retirement in 2001 at the age of 103. She's not with us anymore, but she lived to be 114 years old. There is another extraordinary person. He's 95 years old, a veteran, and he's the world's oldest scuba diving. He had his 94th birthday. He had a Guinness World Record for scuba diving. And after his 95th birthday, he broke his own record. And he was the subject of a documentary titled Life Begins at 90. And what he says, I hope to repeat this again at the age of 96. There is a musician, he's 102, lives in the Bronx by himself in New York. He has somebody come in a few days a week to clean up and do some cooking, but he still plays the saxophone and performs in public events several times a year. These are all people that are doing what we're talking about. They stayed young. And what's exciting is Nobel Prize winners. How about that? Here's one at 81 for physics. Another one at 75 for chemistry. Nobel Prize winners. Another one at 77 for chemistry. And another for physics at 77. And another for physics at 85. So what are they using their mind? Imagine using your mind to that degree. And here's a woman, a brain scientist who is 99 years old, and she is still exploring the links between brain function and behavior. She's a preeminent neuroscientist, a professor at Canada's prestigious McGill University, and she continues her research at the Montreal Neurological Institute and Hospital. I have more, but I know we're getting close to time to end the show, but I wanted
Beverly,
to let you know.
Beverly, I just want to stress to our folks, these are true stories. They are true. And I want to ask you, is there a website you got them from? Because I want to print that out and have that as a reminder for myself and for people about what life can be like when you're happy, when you're healthy, and you do what it takes for your mind, body, and spirit. Is there a website you got that from?
No, all of them were taken as long ago, believe it or not, as 1993. I started collecting these from magazines and different publications. So there may be a website now. It might be exciting to look for, to find out about older Americans, or it doesn't have to be older Americans, older people and what they're doing. There probably should be a website, and I would love to know about that. But I got these from so many different sources.
I did collect a lot of that way back when. I remember talking about some of those people, so I do remember. Haven't seen that in a while, but I promise you I will find it soon. I'm not waiting for someday. I'm going to find it ASAP. Folks, don't wait for your someday to have wonderful things happen. Here's why. We'll be right back. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Yes, if not now, when? So, folks, do check out Beverly's website, BeverlyNadler.com, my official website, JoyceBarry.com, and check out that HealthyAndOrganic.net. You could start today by surrounding yourself with the right vehicles to make for a healthier lifestyle, HealthyAndOrganic.net. So, Beverly, what message do you want to leave our folks?
Well, I want to leave you with a message from a Dr. Thomas Pearls, MD, who did a lot of research. He's an associate professor of medicine at the Boston University. And he also wrote a book, which you might be interested in, Living to 100, Lessons in Living in Your Maximum Potential at Any Age. So you might be able to find that. His name is Thomas Pearls, P-E-R-L-S. And what he said, the secret to becoming a centenarian is a combination of genetics, lifestyle choices, mental acuity, and just plain luck. And he says, even with average genes, you can extend your lifespan far longer than you ever thought possible. And he said, don't smoke, maintain a healthy diet, do some strength training, avoid alcohol, and use your mind. Use your mind. Have a positive attitude. So this is coming from a doctor who did a tremendous amount of research, and this is what we've been talking about here today, and I certainly hope that people will do exactly what you said, Joyce. They will check it out because it is possible to live a happy, healthy, fulfilling life today.
I know
and
you have a poem.
Did
you want
to add anything before I close with my poem?
Go ahead.
Okay. Believe in miracles. They happen every day. The only thing that stops them is when doubt gets in the way. Miracles are happening in the midst of pleasure and pain. They're in each blade of grass, each drop of falling rain. Maybe you have witnessed a precious dream come true, a dream that was called impossible. Maybe it happened to you. Awaken from your slumber to all the miracles around you. Reflect with a grateful heart of the beauty that surrounds you. Isn't it a miracle that the sun rises every day? Isn't it a miracle to watch joyful children at play? You can recognize miracles when you count blessings, even in strife, for the Creator has woven miracles in every strand of life. Your body is a miracle. Each cell knows what to do, working in perfect harmony to create the miracle that is you.
And you, Beverly Nadler, are indeed a miracle yourself. Love having you on the show. Always get a lot of information. Always have a pen and paper ready to go with your words of wisdom. In closing, I want to quote George Burns, "You can help getting older, but you don't have to get old." And Keith Richards said, "Getting old is a fascinating thing. The older you get, the older you want to get." I thought that was cute. I want to also close with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And we want you to be happy every day. So we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us, starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.